Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 177. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis with one heck of a title. Wow. Yikes, dude. And obviously, I titled this for, you know, on purpose. You know, sorry, gotta do something to get those views. It ain't easy out here for a podcaster. But despite the title, I'm really excited to do this episode. It's a dating episode, in case you can't tell, dating relationships. And, you know, I've done a couple of those over the course of 176 episodes, and I always get great feedback. So I figured I would do another. And, you know, I titled this episode Confessions of a Fuckboy. Not as me saying that I am or was a fuckboy, but, you know, I will, of course, admit I've never been perfect, nor has anyone really. And I think we've all had our fuckboy moments or fuckgirl moments. This definitely goes both ways. You know, those moments where we weren't our most honest selves when it comes to dating and relationships, moments where we weren't honest with ourselves on, you know, what the heck we were doing, answering that text at 3 a.m. or sending it, you know, or, you know, honest with someone else and saying what you were thinking or doing or what your intentions were, everything, right? You know, I'm certainly not passing the blame baton here, but we've all been fuckboys to some extent. You know, I definitely have, sure, why not? Throw my hands up, I've been there. And, you know, after dating around for, call it the past 12 years and, you know, several serious relationships in there, I've learned a lot about this topic, dating and relationships. I've learned a lot about fuckboys, honesty, feelings, what to look for, red flags, the whole thing. You know, the things I think that have prevented me from settling down, finding someone to settle down with, finding the person I deserve, finding someone who deserves me, the things I've noticed in my friends that have prevented them from doing the same, you know, what I've learned from, oh God, dating app culture, hitting the club consistently for the past 2 years. And, you know, so I was thinking about all that. And I sat down this morning to really think this through. I've been wanting to do another dating episode because personally, I really think I've had kind of a light at the end of the tunnel type realization here, kind of an aha moment when it comes to, you know, me, myself, my expectation of others, dating relationships. And so I sat down this morning to write an outline on what I've learned and on how I can take that and help you or give you a perspective that can help you have better relationships, to help you date in a healthier way. And most of all, to help you take back your freaking power. That's it, to take back your power in dating and relationships. Because after all, I think this is the problem. I've found that when it comes to dating and relationships, the biggest thing we do that ends up with us, you know, getting hurt, disappointed, let down, confused, cheated on even, like you name it, is we give away our power. We give away our humanity. We give away the things that make us us. We give away our power. And for sure, obviously, I recognize that dating is honestly inherently about that. It's about trust and giving away some of your selfishness to someone else. But that comes with time. It comes with time. But if you found yourself listening right now, if you found yourself in the dating merry-go-round, date after date after date, let down by someone, disappointed in how you've been treated, the number of times you've been ghosted, the number of times you've felt unsure about what the heck you're doing, the direction you're heading, I think I've got some solid advice for you in this episode. And, you know, I think it's solid advice, solid perspective on how to handle the fuckboys in your dating life. And again, that's kind of a catch-all for just like BS in dating. The BS you encounter in the people you date, the relationships that start, the relationships that never happen, like everything in between. So With this episode, I sat down and outlined this, and specifically, I want to present to you what I've learned on how to take back your power in dating and relationships, how to take back the respect you should have for yourself in this context, how to take back your power so that when you see a red flag, when you feel something is wrong, when you feel that something just doesn't sit right with you, when you feel that, hey, what's going on in your gut, your intuition, that you do something about it. You do something about it. Because I found that the majority of times that I've been disappointed in a relationship, or okay, you know, I admit it, disappointed someone else, maybe, it came when that intuition is not acted on. When I or someone else didn't act on the way they were truly feeling, and instead they stuck it out because they were in love with the idea of potential. And I'll start there. That to take your power back in dating and relationships, you have to stop relying on potential. You have to stop letting that be the sole thing that makes you stick something out. Because here's the facts from my perspective and my experience, that fuckboys make you believe in potential that isn't there. They draw you in with a false sense of confidence about your compatibility together, about where you could head as a couple, about what that person could become, about who they are as a person, guy or girl, about who they are capable of becoming. You know, potential, that's potential. And that's where problems happen, I found. That's where you end up being disappointed, let down, blindsided, so on and so forth. Potential. It's where you get in relationships or you go out with people who, you know, take forever to get back to you, where you get ghosted, but for some reason you go back to that person when he or she finally hits you up. It's where you jump on that you up text. It's where you end up becoming blind to seeing how bad someone is for you, even though, you know, your friends are waving the red flags in your face, even though you know they're there, but you're blind to it because of that idea of potential. I don't know if that sounds familiar, but I think this is pretty universal here, that you do those things, you allow yourself to get in those situations with that guy or that girl because you've blinded yourself with the potential you so desperately want to see in someone. And of course, don't get me wrong, like potential is very important. It's important to believe in growth and what can be and what you can be together. Like that's human nature. That's a huge motivator. That's the power of connection, you know, so don't become numb or cynical to that. But I think we should all be a bit more woke to the crazy things that a belief in potential can do to you. I think you have to allow yourself to detach from a belief in potential for a moment, and instead look at that person for who they are today, right now, at this moment, whether it's someone you just met, whether it's someone you've gone out with two or three times, or whether it's someone you've been dating for a year. Who is that person? Who might that person grow to become? What might you two as a couple grow to become? Those are three separate considerations, and I think you should treat them as such. If you lump them all together, That's how you get fuckboyed. That's how you become blind to red flags. You let potential make you blind to the fact that you've given away your power. Because when you only look at potential, here's what happens. You're like, oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, you know, he went through a lot in his last relationship. So I'm being patient. Like I'm giving him time and it's going to be great eventually. I'm just giving him time. Or, oh yeah, you know, he only texts me on the weekends, but that's because he's just so busy during the week. Once things settle down, like it's going to be great. Or, oh yeah, you know, he or she, you know, said that hurtful thing, but you know, it didn't mean it. Like we were drinking. It's never going to happen again. Does that sound familiar at all? Like we do this thing where we turn a blind eye to what we deserve right now because we're so fixated on potential. And that could be a really intoxicating thing. And I think we just need to become a bit more aware of this. You know, I've learned that someone can be a good person for sure. They can have a lot of qualities that you look for in someone. You could have met them at just the right time in your life. You could be thinking, oh, finally, someone finally at last who seems right for me. You could like really have felt a spark when you initially met that person. But at the end of the day, just because that's the case, it doesn't mean they are your person. Just because you see potential doesn't mean you need to stay attached, giving away your power right now. And so here's what I've learned, and I think this is a really powerful, effective way to take your power back. to take those like potential beer goggles off and find that respect for yourself again. What I do is I'd encourage you to consider that person or that relationship or whatever is going on in your life right now and think about this. If you were to stop being the first one to reach out, what would happen? If you were to stop calling or texting or setting up dates, what would happen? You know, simply put, if you were to stop putting in effort, what would happen? If you were to stop fighting for a moment, stop believing in potential for a moment and see what's happening right now in this moment, what would happen? You know, if you were to get out of your head and stop thinking about what could be and instead focused on what is for a moment, what would happen? You know, and hopefully, you know, because your boy believes in love, hopefully, you know, nothing would change. And you'd be like, yeah, you know, nothing's different. The person's amazing right now. They called me, they texted me, they set up the next date, they fought, they put in effort. We're both on the same page. And I'd say, great, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you. But if that's not the case, I think it's a good time to potentially realize that you're getting fuckboyed. And, you know, sure, there are exceptions to this, and I don't want you to turn cold and start being one of those people who's like, I deserve to be treated like a princess. I don't make the first move and stuff like that. But just try to stay woke for a minute here with me and know that you shouldn't have to ever win someone over. I hate that. You shouldn't ever have to win someone over. You should never find yourself fighting for someone who isn't willing to fight for you and put in the same amount of effort. And I think as I say this, you probably are like, well, duh, I agree with that. But I've learned that so many times we become blind to what's actually happening because we're so in love with potential of who that person could become, of who you both could become together. And again, that's great. Love, connection should make you see a future together, a future where you grow and become your best selves alongside of each other. But that should guide you a little bit later. Let that guide you after you've verified that this person you're with or considering being with isn't a fuckboy. Seriously, I know that sounds harsh, but all I'm saying is this. Right now, if you were to take a look at that person and say, you know, this person, as he or she is today, as he or she communicates with me today, as he or she treats me today, as he or she makes me feel today, as he or she lives, laughs, loves, works, whatever, you name it, today, take a good look, hard look at that person. If nothing were to change about that person past today, about how that person treats you, communicates with you, and so on and so forth, is that enough for you? Is it enough to make you happy? No. Well, then that person might not be the person for you. You know, you might be stuck in that cycle of thinking that person will make you happy, keyword will, instead of does that person make you happy, keyword does, today. And again, you're doing that because you've been a little bit blinded by this idea of potential. And again, like I mentioned earlier, fuckboys love that. They prey on that. You know, they love a belief in potential. They're like, like that's a bullseye to them. You know, it's what lets them keep you on their roster. It's what lets them think they could hit you up with a you up text and then think nothing about sending that to three other people. It's what lets them think they could string you along, ghost you, gaslight you, or whatever is the hottest dating millennial trend. It's what makes them think they can treat you less, make you feel insecure or whatever. And that's, again, because of those potential beer goggles you might have on. So my best advice, the thing I've learned so much about over the past couple of years is that you should look at who that person is right now instead of who they might become. You know, use projections of a future together, a future where they've grown as the icing on the cake. You know, let that make you so excited about what's to come. But right now, you need to consider what is. Consider that person at this moment. If they weren't to change at all, are they enough for you? Asking yourself that, I think, will save you. It'll save you a lot of time. You know, it could be a sobering moment where you're like, whoa, a little bit too much tequila here. I got to shake off these beer goggles because no, you know, I deserve more than this. Potential isn't enough. I deserve more. So that's kind of my advice here that I've realized. And again, this is coming from my own experience, candidly, you know, of being that guy, I suppose, of being that guy who could, you know, smell potential and just be like, oh, cool. All right. Cool. This girl's chill. So I could just do my thing and hit her up when I want, play the field, be selfish, do the thing. So that it's coming from that experience, you know, hand up. That it is what it is. But I've also experienced the other side for sure. Like being really into a girl or something right off the bat and be like, wow, you know, 10 out of 10. She's so chill and driven. She's amazing. But then only to take a step back and realize that the potential I saw was everything. But the reality was in this moment, you know, she keeps blowing me off. She doesn't get back to me. She's just kind of sketchy. And, you know, so I realized that you deserve more, of course. You deserve more right now, not in the future, not in the form of potential of what could be. No, right now. And I think you can get what you deserve right now by not wasting your time anymore, by letting go. You know, if you're holding on to hope for potential and allowing yourself to be walked over or treated as a second priority, then you're holding on to something. You're holding on to someone who clearly isn't right for you, who isn't showing up for you, who isn't fighting for you. And frankly, that's kind of desperate, my friend. You know, you're too thirsty for that potential right now. You should stop it. Stop being so thirsty. You know, stop spending time and energy investing yourself in that person and begging for that person to become that person of potential. You know, stop. Because certainly there's a lot more out there than you'll realize, but you need to let go to realize that. If you just stop letting that person fuckboy you and let go, you know, seriously, you'll realize that, you know how you feel right now, how you prioritize that person, how you care for that person, how you feel when that person finally texts you or says your name, the way that you feel about that person. You deserve someone else to feel the same way about you. Like, you deserve that. And I know that that sounds cheesy, like I get it, but again, hear who this is coming from. Like, I've been there, I've done that regretfully, I've experienced it as well. And the bottom line is that you deserve more. I just think you have to give yourself permission to kind of sober up, to stop hanging on to potential so much, potential of someone who is not right for you. You know, you have to see things for what they are right now. No beer goggles to distract you. You know, you gotta sober up and take back your power. That's what it's about. It's about taking your power back and seeing things, seeing that person for what they are, for what it is right now. Right now. Not a year from now, you know, white picket fence. Not 2 months from now where, oh, things finally settle down or he or she finally gets over their last relationship or whatever. But no, right now. If you don't see it, if you don't feel it, maybe it's time to consider moving on. If someone isn't showing up for you or makes you feel unappreciated or insecure or whatever, that should trump your belief in potential because you deserve more right now, not tomorrow, right now. And I think knowing that, or at least like being woke to that fact, considering that fact, I know things are complicated, so it's not black and white, but being aware of this fact, that's how you take back your power. You know, you take back your power when you affirm that you deserve someone who, you know, loves you or cares about you in the same way that you do to them, not the potential of them doing that. You deserve someone who is honest and forthcoming, who isn't sketchy, who isn't here for you one day and then not there for you the next, who doesn't ghost you, gaslight you, love bomb you, bench you, roster you, whatever word you want to use. You deserve someone who makes you feel right and appreciated and good in this moment. And on top of that, hopeful for the potential of what might come. Equal parts, not the other way around, not the cart before the horse. You know, and I think when you wake up to that fact, when you see someone for who they are right now, instead of focusing so much on who they might be, on what you might be together, that's when you wake up to what you truly deserve. And that's how you take back your power. You know, and trust me when I say that acting on this is the best thing you can do for yourself. It's not selfish. You know, you're not missing out. You're not falling behind. You're not needlessly throwing away a good thing. You know, I really don't want you to think like that. You're doing what's right for you. And I don't know about you, but I would do that 10 out of 10 times. I would rather be set back another year or 2 years or 3 years instead of knowing that some potential isn't going to happen, knowing that the person isn't right, knowing that I deserve more. I would choose that every time, knowing that I could take back my power, be patient until I find someone who is right for me today, and then who has potential to be even better for me and me for them, you know, tomorrow. So that's it. I just wanted to take a minute and give you that advice, my perspective on this. But I think this is exciting news. Like, this should be really exciting, that to know that you can take back your power. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it. Love if you share it with a friend. Tell them to hit subscribe. And of course, let me know what you're thinking on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.